Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
So I got a Hey, I Was Wondering from 847. By the way, you can text in Hey, I Was Wondering anytime. And if we use your Hey, I Was Wondering, we get your prizes. 60123 is the text number. This is from Linda. Hey, I was wondering, are you aware that Frankie Jonas has a TikTok presence? And I was wondering if you plan to follow him.
Oh.
I was not aware. I don't follow anybody on TikTok, Linda, but I'm willing to follow one person. I'll follow Frankie Jonas. I'm willing to do that on TikTok. Follow one person, Frankie Jonas, and that would be it. Mm. Did you pull him up, Violette? I know that you are constantly on TikTok, as a lot of people are. They say TikTok has become one of the big troubling things in relationships and marriages now because it's the new thing that's consuming all our time.
Oh, no.
Well, and the videos just keep playing, so it's
they
like a
stop.
YouTube rabbit hole.
It really
but now,
is.
Now it's TikTok
it's
rabbit
like a
hole.
Really short YouTube rabbit hole because they're all really, really short videos.
Exactly. Yeah, so I pulled up Frankie Jonas. He has 1.9 million followers.
Wow. He doesn't need me.
No, and his status is, I am God amongst men, bow before me.
All right, now I can't follow him.
I hope he's kidding.
Now I'm not following him.
Yeah. I know.
Now I'm not doing it.
He's got a bunch of quirky videos here. He's dressed like as a, like in a goddess grape thing.
Do you see anywhere Nick, Joe, or Ken? Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. No, I actually don't see him. I guess he's zoning him out of this. This is just
That'll
him.
That'll teach him.
Platform.
Right.
Yeah, he's
Boy,
trying.
They'll be jealous now.
He's trying to establish himself.
Right.
Not right on the coattails.
Right.
Let's see how many Nick Jonas has. Yeah. Oh, Nick Jonas has 3.5 million. So
well, that's a lot, but still, Frankie's got 1.9.
It's not that many more. I mean, when you're talking about a guy who's not famous compared to people
right.
who are.
I would have expected Nick around the 10 million mark. 3.5.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Oh, Kevin Jonas, his oldest brother, has only 1 million.
Oh!
He's behind
Frankie's
us.
Frankie's got more than
Woo!
Kevin.
Oh, there you go. Some
they
evening out.
Kevin out of the band and put Frankie in.
Right, that's the way to judge it.
Kevin will be sitting by himself at Thanksgiving waiting for the jet to come in.
And with the most followers, Joe Jonas, 3.7 million.
Joe's got more than Nick?
He's the middle brother, and he's the one that produces other bands.
Right.
And he also is married to Sophie Turner.
There you go.
They had a baby.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Frankie Jonas, maybe not as struggling and unknown as originally thought. Top three things the whole world loves, but you don't. Some woman posted, when I'm snuggling, it grosses me out to breathe in the same warm air that my boyfriend just blew out. She doesn't like snuggling. Everybody loves snuggling, right? Let's find out. I don't like Big Macs. Violetta's about ready to come over here and tackle me.
My stomach's growling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second here. Everybody likes it, but you don't, Ed.
Sorry, Whip, but I cannot do coffee.
Don't like coffee.
All right. No coffee.
Can't do it.
No coffee.
It's
no
okay.
coffee in any form or fashion, huh?
Nope. Got a nice cold, ice cold Coke from McDonald's in the car with me.
All right, there you
go. Double filter.
Got the caffeine. That's fine.
All right. Whole world loves it, but you don't, Mary.
Beer. And I grew up in Wisconsin. It's really a bummer when you're at parties.
I was going to say, that's like that's the lifeblood of Wisconsin.
Right. Yes, it is.
No beer for you. The whole world likes it, but you don't, Jeff.
Mustard. Cannot stand mustard.
Even mustard. Brown mustard?
Any mustard. I'm kind of a condiment snob, though.
Are you? Oh, you're one of those.
I am. Mustard, ketchup, mayonnaise. Oh, just not a huge fan.
Oh, man, I love me some mayonnaise. You can throw mayonnaise on anything, and I'm ready to go. The whole world likes it, but you don't, John.
I cannot stand Taco Bell tacos.
All right, so you're very specific, just the Taco Bell kind.
They're not tacos. I don't know how everyone says, oh, yeah, they're tacos. No, they're not tacos.
You just I kind of agree with you.
The fact that they're the crunchy shell, is that
or
what you mean?
Or even the soft shell. It's the meat is, like, liquid.
Sure. But, technically, what is the non-taco aspect?
Well, I don't think he's trying to be technical. I think he's biting into a homemade taco and biting into a Taco Bell taco and going, these are not the same.
Right, because I feel like I've heard some people who say there is no such thing as a hard shell taco in, like, real life. Taco Bell, like, made it up. That's
really?
What I thought he was getting at, yeah.
More on all that coming up. Hi, Taylor.
Hello.
The whole world loves it, but you don't.
Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Okay, this I get.
Anything pumpkin spice. You don't like pumpkin spice, Whip?
Not really, no. I think it's like you're supposed to like it, but nah.
Hi, Nick at number 3.
I just cannot stand guacamole.
No guacamole for you.
Really?
No.
Do you like avocados?
No.
Okay. Well, that explains it.
I didn't enjoy guacamole until I became an adult. As a kid, it was too weird and gross to look at.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to avocados.
Oh.
See, now you say that, and you're like my son. My son claims the same thing. He's like, I can't do it. I can't do avocados. I get, like, my tongue gets tingly and fuzzy. And I'm like, that's not allergic.
Well,
that's not allergic.
Yeah. I do eat a little guacamole, but mostly chip.
Right. Oh, how is this even possible? Number two, Dawn, the whole world loves it, but you don't.
Hamilton.
Yeah.
Did you see it, or you just don't like the whole concept of it?
Yes, I saw it. My boss loves it, sings it all day long at work. I cannot stand it.
It's overrated.
Yeah, I saw Hamilton, too, and I'm like, that was fine.
Right. I think it's just one of those things that, well, I don't want to sound like a jerk, but you say it to sound like you're, like,
worldly,
smart, and,
yeah.
Oh, I'm into theater, and this is so, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You say it to sound like you're cool and smart.
Mm-hmm. And finally, and at number one, we come full circle. Jenny, how is it possible yours is all-encompassing under the umbrella you don't like?
Tacos.
There it is. See, Whip, I was holding you off because now you can get into your questions here.
No, yeah. That's all. That's all I had. I've heard people say that there's no such thing in real life as a hard shell taco, meaning that Taco Bell.
I've never heard that.
I've heard that. So
have you heard that, Jenny?
I don't care.
That's what I love about you.
Tuesdays must be tough for you.
You make my favorite. All right, so you don't like hard shell, you don't like soft shell. What about a taco is the most unappealing to you? The meat, the cheeses?
I don't know. I guess it's the whole thing. I mean, as a kid, I used to eat them because, you know, my parents would go get them. Maybe I just had too many as a kid, but I just have no desire to come 50 feet near a taco now.
Really, really? Mm. So if you go over to your friend's house, it's a big party, and somebody's like, hey, we got tacos. You're like, I'm not eating.
No, give me a beer.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, cerveza.
Very nice. Twitter is the home of drama.
Oh, yeah.
Top three things trending on Twitter right now. Here we go, Violetta, at number three.
Lady Gaga's Oreos are out. Eric, I think you talked about this last week, but now you can actually pick up a pack of the Chromatica-themed collab cookies. They're pink and green filling.
Did I see she's going to sign one?
Yeah, she's going to sign a couple of them, and you can sign up somewhere online to try to get some of that.
Gee, that sounds like a keepsake, a signed Oreo from Lady Gaga. All right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
A Mighty Ducks series coming to Disney Plus in March.
Man, you stole it.
Oh, I did?
That's all right.
Ha, ha, ha. It's going to have 10 episodes and tell us what happened to the beloved Mighty Ducks team from the 1990s movie franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's looking forward to it. I don't know if they're picking up where it left off or fast-forwarding X amount of years, but...
You ever watch the Mighty Ducks?
Oh, yeah. The Flying V?
There
Hello, that was my nickname in grammar school.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Do you know who stars in the Mighty Ducks?
No.
Emilio Estevez.
Thank you, Emilio. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Taylor Swift just won't stop. She has a new chapter called Forever is the Sweetest Con.
Oh, no.
And it's
a bad idea.
It's going to catch up to her one of these times.
Whip can't believe it.
Totally.
It's six new songs tacked onto her Folklore album. It's just like insane. She won't stop releasing music.
She just won't stop.
She will not stop.
No one will stop her. Didn't drink the entire month of January.
Wow.
We already have somebody. At least we hope so. Let me take you back. The very first show of 2021. We came back from the holidays.
Yeah.
We read about dry January. People take January off a lot where they say, we're not going to drink. We're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Not going to do it the whole month. We're going to see how healthy we feel and what our, physically how we change. So Jessica called and said, I'm not drinking the whole month of January. We're like, you're lying. You're lying. You can't do it. And we said, we're going to call you back on the very last day of January, which will be for us now, because Monday is February 1st.
That's right already. Wow.
And we're going to find out if you cocktailed at all during the month of January. Say hello to our good friend Jessica, who joins us again. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for spending a couple of seconds with us from an update. Are you ready for the big drum roll, Jessica?
I am.
All right, it's time. We have reached the point. We need to find out, Jessica, in the month of January 2021, you said you weren't going to drink. Did you drink, yes or no?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
A true champion. Not one, huh?
I did not have one full drink. If you remember, it was my husband's birthday, and I did sip a little bit of wine, but I did not have a full glass.
All right, so you had a sip, but not a full glass of wine. And as I recall, Jessica, you had told us on the first day of January that you enjoy your wine.
I really do. I really, really miss it.
Yeah. So you do miss it.
Now, physically, did you change at all?
Yeah.
Over the month, did you change?
Yeah. I lost 8 pounds.
Wow.
Pretty sweet. Wow. But also, I do feel better, just kind of in general, like right. waking up, you know, pretty often in 2020 with just like a little bit of a dull hangover.
Yeah. I've lived that way for 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Compared to now, I do just overall feel better.
All right. So you're sleeping
I'm
better.
I'm sleeping a little bit better. Yeah.
You're sleeping better. You feel better. Is it enough to motivate you to keep going, or are you diving in on February 1 and getting back to life as usual?
I don't think it'll be life as usual. I think that I am going to enjoy some wine every once in a while, but definitely not as much or to the extent that I was before.
Right.
I really do feel better. Like, I feel like my body functions.
Wow. Would you recommend this kind of thing to other people? Was it difficult to do? Was it easy to do?
It was pretty easy, and it's, you know, probably because... partially, at least, because of quarantine, but I didn't really see an issue with it. I did randomly kind of, I had like a brunch with my sisters one day, you know, outside and socially distanced and all that stuff.
Sure.
And they all had mimosas, and I think that that was just, that one was the most, it was just randomly, like,
right.
I really just thought that I was going to order a mimosa, and then I was like, oh, wait, I can't do that.
The social aspect of it made it tough. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, just made it weird.
Would you recommend something like this for Violetta for the month of February?
No, Jessica. Come on.
I feel like you want me to say yes.
I mean, it's
no,
a short
I
month.
Don't.
It's a short
well,
month.
No,
really.
No. Listen, it's my birthday month. I cannot.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was just
going to
say February is a big month with, you know, Valentine's Day.
Right.
President's Day.
I mean, you got to drink to get through
President's
those holidays.
Day.
For sure.
For sure.
Well, we're glad you made it, Jessica. We're glad you feel better. Congratulations on losing
Thank
8
you.
Pounds. And we hope
yeah.
that 2021 is a great year for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're the best. Thank you for helping us out, Jessica.
Now that that's over, she should meet us for the cocktail hour.
The Mix. 60% of Americans say quarantine has turned them into movie buffs. I'm the only guy in America who has watched fewer movies in 2020. But I guess I'm missing out on a lot. Like, what is the one movie, 312-233-1019, that you watched in 2020 that no one seems to know about? They're like, how do you people not know this? It's the greatest movie ever filmed.
Yeah, totally.
Hang on, Kelly. We'll get right to you in a second. Hang on, Kelly. Hi there, Chrissy.
Hi.
Hi.
The movie is The Gentleman.
The Gentleman.
Yeah.
And who's that star feature?
Okay, so there's four of them. So there's Matthew McConaughey, there's Colin Farrell, Hugh Grant, and Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's really good.
Oh, you know what? I remember the trailer, the teaser, the discussion about that. That was like last spring, right?
Yes.
And it was good?
Oh, my God. It was so good. I really enjoy like the... It's not even really a thrill. It's like a mystery. You're trying to solve this problem of, like, it's a drug story, which sounds awful.
What was the one, I think, the HBO series that ran, True Detective? Was it like that, but a movie?
I never saw True Detective, so I couldn't tell you. But I can tell you that Charlie Hunnam is so hot.
Oh, I know. I can't get enough of him.
about that.
Oh, I hope he took his shirt off. Did he take his shirt off?
No, he didn't.
What? What a waste.
What kind of actor is he? That's acting.
Cross that movie off the list.
I say all right.
Sorry, Matthew.
Hi there. Kelly, the movie that you saw that no one else did that we should have?
It was called Peanut Butter Falcon.
That also sounds like
Shia
a band.
LaBeouf.
Yeah. Peanut Butter Falcon would be an awesome band.
Oh, you said
Shia LaBeouf. Okay.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's about him and a Down syndrome kid, and they go on this journey. Dakota Fanning's in it.
Yes.
Oh, I remember this, too.
Man, I forgot
It is
to watch
a feel-good, good music, just a warm-your-heart movie, and I've told everyone I know about it.
That's awesome.
Shia LaBeouf and Peanut Butter Falcon. All right. Let me write both of those down so I can say I'm going to watch them but not do it. Hold on. I have every intention of trying, but I also know myself and realize it won't happen.
It's good to have goals.
You're just going to go back to, like, Deadpool.
Yeah, for sure. I'll watch Deadpool for the 700th time.
Wedding Crashers is probably on somewhere.
Right there. Americans would pay nearly $2,000 to have what wiped from their memory? First correct caller, Josh.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, it must be.
That first heartbreak, first love.
Oh, I'm with you on that, Josh. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's not it, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you want that wiped. Wonder how many people would want that wiped. Their first heartbreak, or is that something that you know, you feed on, helped you grow as a person?
Yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's right.
Yeah, gotta get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
No. Nearly $2,000 Americans would pay to have what wiped from their memory, Paula?
The entire year of 2020.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Oh.
2020. Never happened.
Yeah.
We'd pay $2,000 to have it never happen. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
You feel that way?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how there's very few people that are like, 2020 kicked ass.
Right. Well,
there are people.
Probably Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Yep. He's probably one of the few. How's your morning going, Paula?
So far, so good. I've listened to you guys for so many years. I've never got to talk to you guys. I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad that you are, because then this is perfect. You've been around for a while. What are your thoughts on that Olivia Rodrigo song that I'm getting a lot of pressure from above to play? It's reportedly slow and makes your skin crawl.
No.
Make your skin crawl.
Yeah, I don't like when my skin crawls.
Yeah, I'm not a skin crawly guy.
There you go.
Okay. Why are the face, Violetta?
I'm just not, you know, I took my 9 down to a 4.
Oh, there you go. Yep, $2,000 to have 2020 erased from your mind. Nearly 60% say, yeah, if I had the money to do that, I would do that in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Hang on, my daughter just called.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my 17-year-old daughter, Peyton. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
So we were just playing. I just sent you that text about Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
And so I got a lot of pressure here at work, at Daddy's work, to play that song. And so I finally gave in, and I said on the air that it's terrible. And then everybody
Why?
Said, because it's because she's creepy. Don't you think?
Maybe a little bit.
All right, so you've heard the song, though.
Yes, I think only once or twice.
Okay,
I've heard it on TikTok a few times.
Of course you did. And it's pretty much targeted right at you, wouldn't you think?
maybe.
Yeah.
It's about like a young breakup and like you're emotional and you're trying to get over it.
Right. Now, when you got your driver's license, you didn't go driving past boys' houses because you were upset, did you? And not telling me? Hello?
No, I didn't.
You what? You didn't do that, right? Because if you're thinking about doing that, don't do that. That's bad. Don't do that, okay?
I think it crosses everybody's mind once in a while.
Yeah. But you think, like on a scale of 1 to 10, because I was curious from somebody from your perspective, because I realized that the song is not meant for me. A scale of 1 to 10, what do you think it is?
I'd give it like a 7 or an 8.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that good?
I think so. I mean,
you think a seven or an 8 is good?
Well, that's good. I think maybe if you listen to it like in whole, like 3 or 4 more times, then give us it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's good. It sounds to me like she could get to a 10 if she heard it a couple more times. I think she's. I think she likes it.
Do you think you'll get to a 10?
Maybe if I listen to it a few more times.
It's hard to be at 7 in a song you only hear once. I say that's really good.
Like, what song do you
I've heard snippets of it.
You've heard what?
I've heard snippets of it on TikTok more than once.
Maybe she only heard the fast parts that you like, Eric.
I don't know what parts those are. What song do you like right now that that Captain Hollywood and Nikki should be playing here? Like, what song do you really like? Do you know?
So many options.
I don't really know. I don't have a favorite song.
She's like, I don't really listen to the radio.
Right, I know.
That's true. That's why all our songs are a minute and a half long, because everyone just wants clips. Right.
All your friends think listening to the show is great, don't they, Peyton?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks. Go back to school. Are you in school calling?
No. I'm at home.
You're home today.
Oh, okay. Home today. Right, that's great.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Yeah.
Okay.
See ya.
I'm just glad that she doesn't agree with you on everything, you know?
Well, there are a lot of things she doesn't agree with me on. Americans will eat a record 1.42 billion chicken wings during the Super Bowl.
Whoa!
Whoa-ho.
That's a lot of wings.
Yeah. Do you like bone-in or boneless?
I actually like bone-in.
Oh, really?
I like a little work.
Mm. Yeah, too messy.
I like it easy.
Also, on Super Bowl Sunday, get ready. You can watch the Shaq Bowl. Shaquille O'Neal is hosting a pregame event.
That's nice.
3-hour special.
That's a lot.
Kicking off and going to stream free on Facebook and on the event's website, as well as being simulcast to some other places, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, Twitter. Listen to this. O'Neal will be among a few stars on the ground in Tampa. As a part of it, though, former NFL stars Terrell Owens and Chad Ochocinco will be involved. Suiting up for Team Kansas City will be Diplo, Ezekiel Elliott, Olivia Culpo, Quavo, Steve-O, a lot of O's, Quavo, Steve-O, Culpo, and The Miz. I love The Miz.
Oh, he's a wrestler.
Yep. Competing on behalf of Team Tampa Bay, Anthony Anderson, Drew McIntyre, Nelly Offset, and Tim Tebow.
Oh, there's another O.
There you go.
Tebow.
Now, I had mentioned earlier, while the Chiefs might be a 3.5-point favorite, you might want to bet on the Bucks.
Why is this?
Well, Tom Brady's been there a few times.
Well, that's true.
And he kind of knows the vibe, right?
Definitely.
CBS says the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be wearing their white jerseys during the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
You wonder, oh, that must mean nothing.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Brady knows he's 4-1 while wearing white.
Uh-huh. Okay.
4-1 while wearing white. 2-2 while wearing dark.
Okay. Right.
Don't discount anything.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Also, you can make a bunch of bets. The color of liquid poured on the winning coach, you can make that prop bet now.
That's fun.
Will I'm going to Disney World be said by the MVP? Will there be a Star Wars commercial? You can bet on that.
Hmm.
Will Mila Kunis appear in a Cheetos commercial with Ashton Kutcher? I thought they made one, so yes.
Probably, then.
I would bet yes on that. Will Drake appear with The Weeknd during the halftime show? Rumors are Ariana Grande.
Yeah, that is the talk.
Also, I just saw, I think it might even be sort of confirmed, Daft Punk.
Oh, really?
We've been wondering where those guys have gone with the helmets.
Yeah.
Sure. Will Michael Jackson's hologram appear with The Weeknd during the halftime show?
He channels a lot of his dancing in the music videos, so
it's
maybe.
Very possible.
Mm.
So get your bets in early. Wow. All right. It is time for Story Friday. All the stories getting us started.
Yeah.
He's Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot believe you guys didn't like Deadpool.
I did not or like it. I just never watched it.
I liked it. I just didn't see Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2 is not as good. But
okay.
Okay.
Deadpool, I'm not missing anything.
Deadpool's a top 5.
Yeah.
No?
My sister told me it was weird.
She's right. Entertainment Tonight says Ryan Reynolds is going to start a new Snapchat series.
Yeah, he is.
Called Ryan Doesn't Know. The series will show him learning new skills and techniques from experts in various fields. Do you watch that on Snapchat?
Yeah, you watch it on Snapchat.
Oh, I'm going to interrupt for 1 second because
sure.
I think that was probably a trending on Twitter theft because I had pulled a clip of Ryan Reynolds in a trailer for that.
Yeah. Well, good.
And I was saving for Violetta.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Well, we're not going to need it anymore?
You can use it.
No, we're done with it. It's over.
No, you could just say, hey, you might have heard earlier Eric mention, by the way, here's an update.
Yeah.
All right. Game of Thrones animated drama in the works at HBO Max.
Oh.
Is that on there?
No.
All right, so you can keep your eye out for that. Speaking of Game of Thrones, there are reports that Jason Momoa's wife, Lisa Bonet, allegedly wants Amber Heard to star in Aquaman 2 rather than Jason's Game of Thrones co-star, Emilia Clarke.
Ooh, a little jealousy, you think?
Yeah, she doesn't like Emilia around her man.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's the moon and the stars.
Who's she married to, Emilia Clarke?
I don't think she's married to anybody.
She's not married to anybody?
No, she's single, I think.
Sophie Turner's married to the Frankie Jonas.
Joe Jonas.
Frankie.
Right.
Emilia Clarke was in that Han Solo movie, which most people probably don't remember.
I don't even remember Han Solo having a movie.
That's what I'm saying. It was a spinoff. It wasn't Harrison Ford.
Here is great news for you. Lobster Fest is coming back to Red Lobster February 1st.
Yes.
Monday.
Okay.
You know, Lobster Fest, well, the weirdest thing about it, but wonderful, is they have cocktails that are like lobster themed, but they don't taste like lobster.
Maybe we do that every Friday in February. We do lobster-themed cocktails.
I swear it's so bizarre, but delicious, and it comes in a big old bowl.
A 2021 inauguration has inspired a new dictionary entry you can now find in Merriam-Webster, second gentleman.
Aha, there you go.
Yep. Do you know your cousin from Boston?
Yeah.
On the Sam Adams, mm-hmm. Sam Adams commercials? Your cousin from Boston will set the Clydesdale free in a Sam Adams Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, all right. So they're doing like a riff on the Budweiser Clydesdale?
They are. But the problem is your cousin from Boston, who, by the way, I really like those commercials.
Yeah.
We're not going to be able to see it. It's only airing in New York and Boston.
Oh.
Oh, what the heck?
Targeted.
We like Boston lagers over here.
I know. Why they should show it here. They unveiled the ad. It's a 30-second commercial airing only in Boston and New York. May have viewers thinking at first they're watching a Bud commercial with the horses, but then the TV troublemaker known as your cousin from Boston sets the horses free and mayhem ensues.
Oh, yeah.
It's He's promoting Boston Beer Company's new Wicked Hazy IPA.
Wicked Hazy.
It's Wicked Hazy. Frosty the Snowman defeats wayward driver. New York Daily News says a Kentucky driver recently tried to run over a snowman. Bad move. Cody Lutz and his fiance had built the 9-foot snowman outside their home, but the driver didn't know they'd built it around a tree stump.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Wow.
Take that, sucker.
Oh, my God.
Had to drive through my snowman and wreck my snowman. Bam!
That's
right
great.
Into the tree stump.
That
is really good.
Crazy.
Yes. PETA has called on humans to denounce animal insults like chicken or pig.
Oh, stop being chicken.
Yeah, figured that was coming.
Don't use chicken or pig as an insult to somebody. Go, oh, you're being a pig. PETA doesn't like that. They said that's mean to pigs.
And people don't like that.
Mean to pigs. You know who's a big PETA person? Pamela Anderson.
Mm.
She announced that she's quitting social media. Good. Good. Good for you.
I didn't even know she was on there.
Calling it mind control.
Oh, that it is.
For once, I actually agree with Pamela Anderson about something.
There's very little question that it is mind control.
Yeah. Pamela Anderson also revealed that she has secretly married her bodyguard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that seems like big news. You just brushed right over that.
Not really. It'll be over by the end of February.
Okay.
How many marriages has she had?
Several.
A few, right?
Most people just remember the Tommy Lee one because of the video.
Was she married to Kid Rock also?
Five.
Yeah,
Swanee says five.
Five, huh? Okay.
Five marriages.
This time it's the one.
That's great. Facebook has apologized for flagging the landmark Plymouth Ho as offensive. I believe that's what they call Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Wow. Just don't call her a chicken.
She's not chicken.
Members of Facebook groups based in Plymouth, England said posts that mentioned the Plymouth Ho were removed by Facebook until people said, that's not actually offensive. That is a thing.
Right.
Facebook went, really? And finally, on Story Friday, Gardner stunned to find Al Pacino's face in a wooden post on his property.
Oh, no.
Did I just steal another one?
No.
All right.
I want to see that.
In Leeds, England, we should post this because you know what? I'm looking at it. That's freaking Al Pacino.
So is it just the pattern of the wood makes it look like that?
One of those looks just like Al Pacino.
Like they see Al Pacino in your toast or something?
Right. The gardener was left stunned after finding the face of Al Pacino on a wooden post.
Wow.
Kyle New was staking some fruit trees near his home in Leeds when he noticed some unusual markings that strangely resembled the beloved actor.
Wow.
Al Pacino. Yeah, can we post this?
Yeah, for sure.
We should definitely post this. Hoo-ah!
Set him up, V.
Hey, what do you think? Let's try a vintage drink like a rusty nail. Friday's feature cocktail. Drink it down. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Swanee. Swanee and the Velvet Singers. On Friday's featured cocktail, our final Friday in January.
I know. Can you believe we're already here?
It's already come to this.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every Friday this month, Violetta has featured an old-time cocktail, which is trendy and new again.
Everything comes
full circle. The Roaring Twenties, we're back. I think, Whip, you said it before, this could be the new Roaring Twenties right now, 2021.
Well, it's literally the 20s, so why not?
They say when we come out of the pandemic, it's going to be just like that. We're all going to lose our minds, start drinking at speakeasies, wearing a lot of wool, sleeping around.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yep, all sorts of fun. Get yourself ready for it. And Violetta said, you know, a lot of 27-year-olds like to drink 77-year-old drinks.
Yes.
So, okay, well, let's line them up each and every Friday. You're in charge of the drink, Violetta. Whip is in charge of sharing with us all the background information we ever wanted to know about this drink. And then we make the recipe available to you later on all our social media sites, along with pictures, as Violetta develops a whole in-studio theme with each and every one of these.
Today's swanky theme is Vegas.
Vegas. All right, let me give you some Vegas. Where is Nikki? Where's Boozer Nikki?
Oh, I don't know. Are we...
She was here earlier. She knows we do this every Friday.
Check where she might... I know a room she might be in. Should I just go check there real quick?
She forget it's 9:30. It's time to booze? Swanee's going to grab her. I think.
All right.
Maybe someone grabbed her for like some work-related stuff or something annoying like that.
First of all, there hasn't been any work done in this building for a year.
I know.
Nothing. Nobody comes in here.
This would be the inopportune time that something like that might happen. Right. Just our luck.
Well.
Okay. All right. I seriously do already have a headache. Maybe it's from those bottles that you brought in here and I can just tell. Oh, there you are, Boozer.
Hey.
Okay.
Did you forget about cocktails? You can take your mask off now. You're far enough away. We're socially distanced. You there? Oh, hang on. I got to turn it on. That's on me.
I know. I was in the kitchen, and they're like, what are you drinking today? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I just sprinted down here.
You forgot.
I actually ran.
You forgot the cocktails.
I ran down the hallway.
I'm a little ashamed that you forgot.
What do you think of that Olivia Rodrigo song? I killed that thing.
I heard.
Yeah.
Slaughtered it.
Yeah. Goosebumps? Okay, you get goosebumps, Nikki?
Okay, I heard that, too. I hear all of you guys. I played it yesterday, I think, and I really liked it. I kind of felt like it was like young Adele.
Well, Whippin said that it's ripping off Billie Eilish, ripping off Selena Gomez, ripping off Adele.
Yeah, pretty much. Billie Eilish singing an Adele song with Taylor Swift written lyrics.
It's kind of spot on, that interpretation, but I think it's wonderful, and I think it helps people get over breakups.
It's terrible.
I do not think it's terrible.
Even my daughter, who's a 17-year-old, is like, it's okay.
She gave it a 7 or an 8.
That's okay.
But she's only heard 30 seconds of it on TikTok.
She's only heard it in 30-second increments, so.
All right. Let's get back to drinking.
Yeah, come on.
All right. What is today's featured Friday cocktail?
Okay. Today's final installment is the Rusty Nail.
We're doing the nail.
Finally.
Wow. We're doing the nail.
So many people have asked about this drink. It's obviously in our jingle, and everybody's curious what it is all about.
All right, let's get nailed.
Yep. Exactly. So we have a Vegas theme going because this is a favorite of the Rat Pack. It's described as a sophisticated smoky cocktail that combines scotch with Drambuie.
You're right over there?
What?
Just know the idea of having scotch at 9:30 in the morning just made me laugh.
It's so strong.
I say to you, why have we waited so long? Usually I have my first scotch. Swanee has it poured when I walk in here.
Oh, yeah, that is
strong
stuff.
Thank you, Swanee. Thank you for the good start to the day.
So what's interesting is Drambuie is a liqueur made of scotch, honey, herbs, and spices. So basically it's scotch with scotch. You're going to need...
Scotchy scotch.
It literally is.
Where they got that.
You're going to do 1.5 ounce of scotch. We're using Dwarves.
You know your scotch.
Ron Burgundy is so offended right now.
Sorry.
Dwarves? What are you talking about?
It's a 12-year aged, and then 3/4 ounce of Drambuie.
All right. Whip, what is the history of the Rusty? Now, I'm interested that it's a Rat Pack drink. It's a Sinatra kind of thing.
Well,
and I love me some Sinatra.
Right. I mean, you may think it's a Sinatra thing. It dates a little further back than that. So the first Rusty Nail appearance was in 1937 in Birmingham, England, at something called the British Industries Fair, which is why its first name was the BIF. Or Biff. Then it kind of disappeared for a while, reappeared at the 21 Club in Manhattan. At that point, it got another name, the MiG-21.
Is a fighter plane a MiG?
That's probably why they called it that.
All right.
It sends you flying across the room. So the chairwoman of the Drambuie Company then renamed it the Rusty Nail. It came to the attention of the Rat Pack guys, Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Dean Martin was one of their favorites, and that was how it came to be known to most people.
Okay.
So this is not shaken, it's stirred. We serve it in a cocktail glass over ice with a lemon twist.
Okay.
Nor is it measured at all. Again, I love this.
It's a delicious Rusty Nail Vegas Rat Pack Sinatra. Yeah. Ready to go. Thank you. That looks delicious right there. Thank you, Violetta.
Oh, he gave me the biggest pour.
Swing. There you are, Platinum.
Ooh, yeah.
All right.
All right. Everybody's got their drinks. Cheers.
Friday's final featured cocktail. Everybody, take a sip of your nail. Here
oh
goes
my God, it smells
the rusty
so...
nails.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Wait a second.
Oh, that is so good.
Okay, the first sip, you're going to die, and then you kind of want another.
Oh, it is so good. Wow. I actually was afraid of that. You all right, Nikki? Nikki's actually, she's sobbing.
I'm just thinking of like 4-minute songs I can put in all day because this is
drink it all in one swig.
I think I might actually barf.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on. Stay with me, baby.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, that is really good.
You like it? Are you a Scotch guy?
I do like it. I actually do think this is really, really good.
It is pretty good, actually.
My tongue is burning.
Oh, I think this is great. It goes right down. Scotchy, scotchy, scotch. I do love scotch.
Scotchy, scotchy, scotch.
Eric, you have been waiting for this.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Oh, what a fun this has been.
Now we're part of the Rat Pack.
Thank you, Violetta, and thank you to everybody for participating in...
Woo. Set them up, V.
She did set it up. All right.
Hey, what do you think?
What do I think?
Let's try a vintage drink like a rusty nail. Friday's featured cocktail.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.